Global markets dip as bond yields rise. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Vishala Sripathma in for Victoria Craig. Good morning, great to have you with us. Markets in Asia and Europe have dropped, largely triggered by rising bond yields. The Nikkei was down 3.9% and the Hang Seng finished the day 3.6% lower. That follows a sell-off in the US, which saw the S&P down almost 2.5%. Well, when investors can get a high rate of return for holding government bonds, it erodes the attraction of buying shares, as investment director Shanti Kellerman at the private bank Brown Shipley explains.
There's been a lot of worries over the past weeks about rising inflation. If you think about companies in the stock market, a lot of what they're valued on is the future growth and the future income they can deliver. And if future inflation or interest rates are higher, that future growth is essentially worth a bit less to investors. So we've seen bond yields go up, inflation worries rise, and that's led people to say, well, maybe some of that future growth, future income that stocks might deliver perhaps isn't as valuable as we thought it was.
And there are concerns in the market that inflation will be higher than expected, it would appear.
Yeah, and where that comes from, first, I think it's important to make a distinction between asset price inflation and consumer price inflation. So we have seen a lot of stimulus. We've seen a lot of cash been freed up. There's evidence there's a lot more cash on deposit with households, and that creates more demand, whether it's things like house prices or shares. The other side is actual daily prices. You know, a lot of us haven't been spending money on restaurants or food or holidays. Is there a lot of pent-up demand? Does that make prices rise when we're allowed to spend that money? The risk of prices rising significantly on things like food is fairly limited, but there are some goods that the prices may go up in the future slightly if there's a high demand for them. Our view at Brown Shipley is we don't think we'll see a dramatic spike in inflation. We think central banks will keep interest rates low, but it is a risk that you have to think about.
Shanti Kellerman, Investment Director at the private bank Brown Shipley, thank you very much.
Thank you.
A BBC investigation has revealed parts of Brazil's Amazon rainforest are being illegally sold on Facebook. Some plots listed on the social network's classified ads platform are as large as 1,000 soccer pitches. The BBC's João Follette reports now from the Brazilian state of Rondônia.
Our investigation found hundreds of people using Facebook to sell land that had been illegally occupied and had no title deeds. One plot inside the protected Uruwewawa Reserve was being offered for sale by a group which the federal police described as a criminal organization that invaded, occupied, and sold land. The buyers often convert the land to pasture for rearing cattle, clearing and selling the timber on it. Many share President Jair Bolsonaro's view that rainforest development can improve their lives. Facebook says their policies require buyers and sellers to comply with laws and regulations.
The BBC's João Follette reporting. So it's often said the key to a good day's work is a good night's sleep. I'm a new mum, I should know. But lockdown, worries over our health and anxiety about our jobs have led to restless nights for many of us. So what, if anything, can we do to nod off? Well, the BBC's Elizabeth Hodson has been finding out.
Dream. 2020 played havoc with many of our work and home lives, and unsurprisingly, it also had an impact on our sleep.
I've worked from home for about 3 years now, but since COVID, since lockdown, my sleep pattern has changed dramatically. I feel absolutely exhausted when I wake up as if I haven't slept, and my dreams have become a lot more vivid and unusual.
Gracie Tyrrell co-owns the Squirrel Sisters snack food business, and she's been struggling to adapt.
I believe the reason for this is because it's really hard to distinguish when the working day starts and when it ends.
One wide-ranging UK study showed that a quarter of British people experienced worry-related sleep loss in the first lockdown. And this includes anxiety about jobs. So there might be a temptation to work longer hours to prove we're being productive. But is this a good strategy?
No, I don't think that's a clever idea at all.
Professor Dan Hammamesh is a specialist in labour economics at Columbia University.
First of all, the employer, in most cases, isn't looking at your hours. He's looking, or she's looking, at what you do. I think employers need to realize not to pester workers all the time.
And where there's worry, there's money. Concerns over sleep have created a lucrative industry, including $700 sleep robots and a huge array of potions and pills. Stuart McGurk at the British edition of GQ magazine was checking out sleep aids last year, even before COVID struck the UK. And he says that the cheaper options were often the best, including his personal favourite, a weighted sleep blanket.
They come from mothers of autistic children who found it hard to get to sleep. They found that by the blankets being heavier, that their children would sleep easier. And so they started sewing pennies into blankets. I did find there was something comforting about the fact I could move less. Things like that, which is literally just a very heavy blanket, kind of worked pretty well.
And my top tip is a good podcast and a hot bath before bed. In London, I'm the BBC's Elizabeth Hodson for Marketplace.
Dream. Well, I've been swapping sleep for caffeine today, so perhaps a power nap will do me some good. In London, I'm Vishala Sripathma with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.